where do you draw the line when it comes to taking things home? Little complimentary gifts. Well, maybe they're not complimentary. You might think they are, but is there a line when it comes to taking things home from hotel stays? Whether it's some of our Irish hotels, B&Bs, if you're staying in a glamping setup for the weekend. Lots of you getting in touch with us today about this. But the presenter of the home show here on News Talk, Sinead Ryan, is with me on the line. Sinead, I had a great laugh reading your piece about this in the Irish Independent today. But there is a line, Sinead, first of all.
There is a line. It's just sometimes we all don't know where it is. And you know, I count myself in that, Andrea, because if you go to a hotel, a nice hotel, you do make the assumption that those little toiletries that are put out, the little mini shampoo and conditioner and the vanity kit and the shoe shine, they are there for the taking because you've paid for them in the room rate. I mean, what's the point of putting them out if they don't want people to use them?
Are they actually included, though, in the room rate, or do we just think they are?
Well, I mean, what are people to do with it? Are you supposed to look at the little bottle of shampoo and conditioner and then say, do you know what, I've packed my own because they shouldn't be touched? No, they are to be used.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, I say that with no judgment. I was away at the weekend there myself and I took one or two little shower gels home with me. Took
yeah,
the slippers
and they're very
as well.
Handy because you know when you're going on, you know, when you have a bag under the seat or one of these Ryanair City
yeah,
breaks
oh, they're
or
great
whatever.
For that.
They're fantastic. I have a yeah. whole bag of them from different places. And you can bring just a mini, and then they're gone and you're not worried about buying liquids abroad and keeping it under 100 mils and all that nonsense. That said, I mean, you're not going to rob a fluffy bathrobe. You are
oh,
not
God, no.
going to take a bath towel, maybe. You're certainly not going to take a pillow or some of the bed linen or, you know, anything that's you'd consider maybe structure in the room. However, I have seen hotels who have had to put up little notices reminding people of that. And the one I was in most recently at the breakfast buffet said that if you are going to take items outside the buffet room, they are going to put a charge of €15 per room.
Which if you took a pastry
yeah,
or something
lunch.
With you for...
I think yeah. you're talking about making up your breakfast, rolls for lunch and taking a few pastries.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't never do that. But no, I would take a little of the shower gels or I would take some of the hotel slippers because surely they're never reused.
They're hardly going to reuse them. And that's the point. And I think most of us differentiate as I've paid for it and therefore it's mine. Now, I wouldn't be bothered taking it if I genuinely won't need it. I've never used a shoe shine kit in my life and I don't plan on starting now. So they get left behind. But the little shower caps are very handy, I must say. And, you know, I wouldn't touch anything that you know will be used for other guests,
you know,
like
what?
Towels and bathrooms.
I've been asking people about this today on Instagram and on WhatsApp. And Sinead, some of the stuff, the stories that people have texted in, I actually have people telling me they've taken batteries out of remotes. One listener has told me about a television. Now, that's just theft. Like, there's nothing complimentary about the TV.
That is stealing. True and true. That's the same as walking into an electrical retailer and swiping a TV out of it, in my view.
Yeah.
Same to go with paintings on the wall or chair. I mean, I don't know how you extract that stuff from a hotel anyway.
Surely somebody sees you.
Seem ridiculous.
Another texter here says, an awful experience for using the robe to put on after your shower where the fake tan comes off mildly on the robe. It was, of course, tan that washes off, but I was made pay for the robe. Called down to the reception where the manager had a go at me. I had to explain over 20 minutes that it was fake tan. Oh, right, they thought it was something else.
Right.
Some hotels have a brown towel, which I think is a great idea. So many of us Irish plain skin people use fake tan. I actually was in a hotel once too where they've coloured towels if you're using fake tan.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I don't use fake tan myself, but I did once have to resort to nicking a little flannel because I was taking off makeup and got brown smudges all over it. And I thought, I can't possibly leave this here. It looks awful.
Yeah.
Better in my suitcase and taken home. You know, but there is a fine line. And I think that Most people, hopefully, hotels' experience are that most people stay on the right side of it. But the fact that there are notices up and
that tells you all you need to know.
Oh eight seven fourteen hundred one oh six.
I want to hear about the things you think it's okay to take home with you, or maybe you know of somebody else who's just absolutely outrageous, like Paul in Sligo. He says, "I know somebody who took the remaining one toilet roll. Imagine, from the hotel." John Burke is the owner of the Armada Hotel in Spanish Point in County Clare. John, where is the line?
Yeah, I think, thanks for having me on. I think you're thereabouts with it on the line. And look, it does get crossed regularly. I'd say 90 or 95% of people seem to stay on the right side of the line. And that would be, you know, the slippers, the disposable slippers in the rooms. If they're used, they can't be washed or reused. So absolutely take those. If they weren't used, obviously, we'd prefer if they were left there. But you know what? If they're branded, it's a way of getting a bit of branding into people's home as well. The small toiletries, people probably see there's less and less of them appearing in bathrooms as most of us try to move away from single-use plastics. But I think in general, if they're open, take them away. If they're not open, again, we prefer
if they're left. John, but people don't take the big ones, do they?
You know what? We have a good locking mechanism on them. So,
I'd say they chance it, though, do they?
Tested, yeah. But you know what has happened? The odd time we'll find the big one completely emptied. So I think it's probably filled into another shampoo bottle. We have a lovely product, Handmade Soap Company product.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's good quality. So I suppose, look, people get the scent of it, or get once they use it, they enjoy it and want to take your.
So they bring their own little
home
thing, and they'll top up with your stuff. And
well, you know, it's not very seldom, and it's not the end of the world. I suppose there are the times that there are the grey area things, like, you know, the Nespresso pods or tea bags.
They don't take the Nespresso pods.
They would the odd time, yeah. You know, occasionally, I'd say it's not even that infrequent. It would be more frequent than other things. We'd rather if they didn't, of course. And then there's the unusual. Then there's the items that are frequently, regularly taken, and we definitely would rather not, like salt and pepper mills, and champagne glasses. We get through about 1,000 champagne glasses a year here. I would say about 500 of them are just naturally broken and are, you know, dropped by staff or guests. I'd say 50% are probably taken home. So, yeah, and they're beautiful looking glass. And we want to keep a beautiful looking glass for champagne or for Prosecco. But it always comes back to, you know, if it wasn't such a nice glass, would we retain more of the stock? So you have to start weighing up things like that. And the same with salt and pepper grinders. You know, we have a nice one now. We're looking to upgrade to the Peugeot ones, and they're about €50 each for us to buy. So it's €100 per table.
If you're stealing it, yeah.
But one night I was out with a friend of mine for dinner, and I looked at him. I said, "Geez, you know, that's the brand that I'm hoping to upgrade to." And he said, "I'm telling you now," he said, "if I arrive into your place and you have those on the tables," he said, "it's likely to go home with me."
So it's not stealing if they're honest about telling you they're taking it, basically.
that's the reality of what we're dealing with. But I'm hearing from my own friends. Then there's been the really unusual things that I found that have gone missing. The most unusual for me, well, actually, I intervened and stopped. It was an outdoor bench that's been taken home by a couple of guys who were in the bar. They had lovely food, lovely people, very, very nice people. But they were camping and they decided they wanted to have a campfire afterwards. And the outdoor bench looked like perfect firewood. So, you know, I explained to them that it wasn't exactly left outside for them to take home with them.
That's unbelievable.
The child of Prague went missing. One morning we found him missing. He was left out the night before for a wedding, so we rapidly had to source another one so we didn't have an upset bride with the child of Prague gone missing. It did rain that day, so maybe it had something to do with it.
People are absolutely incredible, some of the stuff. Mary's on the line as well, John. Mary, I believe you work as a stylist, is that right, in hotels?
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Andrea. I must say, John is very good-humoured about it.
I would not tolerate him. We'd be as patient as John, I can tell you, for sure.
No. I work with a couple of hotels just doing a bit of styling in their suites and that, bringing in homely touches, you know, just making them feel like a home from home and adding the extra bits and pieces. But one thing that I have been doing is putting in like games cabinets in public areas or in the suites, put in like a hamper full of games, everything from, you know, Scrabble to chess and cards and everything. they cannot keep, I can't do it anymore. They walk, everything walks. Within a couple of weeks, like a whole cabinet full. Now, this could be like the bones of a couple of hundred euros worth of games.
But that's terrible. Literally, this is the communal games.
Yes.
Stolen.
Yes. And it's like, well, you know, it's really, can you not leave them for the next people to enjoy? You know, it's really frustrating. You have to be careful what you put in. Like some of the, like, because these would be, you know, kind of very high, you know, high-end sweets and that. So they like to make them really plush and with some beautiful pieces of artwork and that. But you have to be very careful now what you put in. Even things like, I know one hotel, it's water bottles. They literally cannot keep their water bottles. And they're just ordinary water bottles, quite not very fancy. They can't keep them in stock. They just walk. And I don't understand what it is with people. Like, maybe we're a bit too kind of relaxed about the whole thing. You know, do we need to put up notices? And
would seem that way. Because there's a listener here was texting to say they were away in Malaysia recently. There was a price list for everything, right, in the bedroom, from the towels to the TV to the mattress and the pillow. Mm. Definitely clear to people, customers, you're going to be charged if any of these. Like, who takes even bed sheets? Or like, that can't be serious. Surely nobody knows somebody who stole a mattress from a hotel. Come on.
Well, there is one particular hotel chain well known for its lovely bedding, and I know for a fact their pillows disappear, their dressing gowns disappear, but
that's
especially
right.
Their pillows, they walk. Yeah, yeah.
There's another text here from a listener who says, I worked in the Morrison Hotel and everything was designed by John Rasha. The sheets were Egyptian cotton, we'd throws, we'd cushions on the beds, and the guests regularly stole items, including candles and the Egyptian cotton bathrobes. Maeve says, absolutely shocking. It had never occurred to me to steal anything. That's total theft. Do better, people. Carl makes the point that the small branded toiletries are expected to be taken home by the hotel guests, as it keeps the hotel in their mind for repeat business. The best we got was at a Paris hotel where all the little toiletries were the Hermes products. Absolute jackpot, according to Carl. Keep them coming into us, 087 1400 106. And leave you with this last listener, right? My brother-in-law is so miserable, says this texter. He actually takes the light bulbs from the bedside lamps. Imagine. 087 1400 106. Sinead, John and Mary, thanks a million for joining us today on the programme.